What's up, listeners? How you doing?
Hey, witching hour.
This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Brooke and Ken. Woo!
Yep. yeah, and we're super psyched to be bringing you another show tonight. We were just sitting around all day doing nothing, thinking about this show pretty much.
Exactly,
you know?
My day.
Yes.
You know, I took 2 naps today.
You're making me. Yeah, come on. Actually, I took.
Yeah,
a couple
you
yesterday.
Said yes. Yeah, yesterday. That's why I brought it up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I might have slept through Brooke's gender minority non-audition sketch comedy group. Did I miss any?
Collegiate. Sketch comedy. Yep.
Yes. So.
Yeah. Would you like to make a public apology to the listeners? Because I'm sure they're like similarly appalled.
Yes. Which, what do we call our listeners?
The witches.
Witches. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm real sorry.
It's just like, it was kind of transformative. Like, the sketch, I've already referenced it so many times.
I've heard it referenced. And then also, I heard there was like someone like shaved someone else's head.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, I was about to. We can, yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I don't know if I should do a public shout out. It was Lucy Burke.
Hey, shout out Lucy Burke, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's listening. Probably not. Anyway, that was Water, Water by Empress Of and Bass by Rip Momney. And maybe you're wondering the same thing. Rip Momney came out with new music? Yeah.
That's exactly what we were all wondering.
I mean, it's kind of been a while, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, we know. We were counting down the days on, you know, picking them
you
off.
You know, real Brit Momney fans were.
Right. So, do you want to speak on that more? Or how does it
feel? I just listened to the album today, actually, and I liked a lot of them. I think I'll keep listening. There's a song called Cat that's really good.
Oh. Reminds me of that other song. Cat?
I don't know another song named Cat. I know Cat's Eye.
No, Cat, off the Minecraft soundtrack.
Oh yeah, true.
You know that it's
no,
I
do,
one.
I do. Yeah, the green one. Yeah, yeah, the one with like Minecraft brick on the cover.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
But yeah, it wouldn't quite fit our theme today, which is, Burke, do you want to explain it?
To me, the theme is March, comma first. To you, the theme is
what? March.
The unbearable lightness of being.
What is this March? What are you talking about, March?
Like March 1st. It's March 1st.
Yeah, but the playlist doesn't say anything about March.
First.
Yeah, first, it's not March. Just says first.
Yeah,
comma, the unbearable lightness of being.
Like, yeah, we had to cut some things out. It had to be like witty. Like we had to come out. We had to cut out a niche.
Oh, okay. You cut out a niche, you mean?
Yeah. How do you say his last name?
Nietzsche?
Nietzsche.
And then, but I thought you said, like, niche.
No.
Niche.
Anyway.
Anyway, so that's the theme, and
we can get into, I don't know.
Oh, you, did you just move that?
Is this, like, the, I just want to know, like, your take on the vibe.
Okay, I think the best... Okay, I think the best example is actually this one, but then we could also get this one out of the way.
Oof. Tough way to look at a song. We could get this one out of the way. You're putting things on the playlist that you're just getting out of the way when you listen to them.
No. It's really good. It was more like for you and maybe some of our listeners getting it out of the way. For me, I'm going to love it. You know, this has been,
okay, maybe we play the Charlie XCX song first and it'll kind of lead into it. I don't know if after our talking, it's going to be like Cemetery is going to be well received. But
no. I think it actually is. I think it actually will be nice.
Okay.
It's like, yeah. So here's my interpretation of March 1st, the unbearable lightness of being.
Thank you.
rest of my life with. We on some husband and wife shit. I don't really care, cause I know that I like it. And when the clouds part open, when the last word is spoken, when the last heart been broken, we'll be sitting on your bedroom floor still smoking.
Yeah.
smooth transition there.
Yes, nice. DJ Brooke.
All right. Yeah, we really got to let everyone know who's working the soundboard today. Oh,
No. It's just we're on air and, hey, it's DJ Ken too, you know? Which an hour.
Hey, what's up? It's DJ Brooke.
DJ Ken, yeah.
We got to get our DJ voices on. We've always talked about this.
Maybe right now, maybe.
And that was...
Uh-huh.
Give me 1 second. Uh-huh. That was Dire Lane by Ghost Mountain and Cemetery. And What I Like by Charlie XCX. And after that, Goodbye Horses by Cemetery and Ghost Mountain.
Nice. You remember their names.
I was reading it off the screen.
Ah, dude. I can tell. You're just becoming a fan, bro. Low-key. Like, I can kind of tell, you know? It's like, you got their names down.
I liked the first song that I did not like, the Goodbye Horses. No, I don't know. You should weigh in. Did you like the first song or Goodbye Horses better?
Yeah, no, I was like, their old stuff is definitely a lot more grating. It's but the Dire Lane, the one that you like, that's their most recent one that just dropped. So.
Oh, so it's kind of like a young Lee Narc where his music gets better.
You're rage bait. You're rage baiting me, I think. So I won't entertain
that.
Sorry.
Oof, sorry.
What was I gonna say?
Rage bait Sunday.
Rage bait. No, it's the unbearable lightness of being, actually.
Yeah, what do you have to say on that?
Oh man. It's like, I don't know, I was listening to this like philosophy podcast the other day. And while I was on my way to climbing. No, no, it was playing it from my phone, from my wired earbuds, which went into my satchel, also sticking out of which were my painting brush, also clipped by carabiner, my climbing shoes, hanging off my car.
And I hope everyone knows that this is not an exaggeration.
No, it's...
I've seen this scene before.
No, I've never done it all at once. It's just... but
the
anyway.
The day is coming. The day is coming.
No, I can't let it
happen. Please, no.
No.
Your philosophy podcast, though.
Right. Oh, man. I was talking about, like, Nietzsche or something. Because, you know, you hear the name a lot, and it's like, what's up with him? You know, what's actually up with him? And I'd say I don't really like him or his ideas or anything, but there's this one thing about... He talks about something that is called the unbearable lightness of being, meaning, like, it's kind of in, like, the... post-religious kind of, you know, people are kind of like not believing in God for the first time, and like they're kind of realizing, like, I guess, like the meaninglessness
yeah, in like
of like life and whatever, and like the like something like that, kind of like like I could do whatever I want, everything I could ever do or not do will doesn't matter, kind of thing. Like, and so it's just like this like lightness where you can just like float around life and it doesn't really, you know.
Yeah.
But then Nietzsche's like, this is like a problem.
People need God.
People need some kind of weight, heaviness.
Mm. Yeah. Instagram reels.
Yeah, exactly.
The lightness and the weight.
It's my everything.
Nietzsche, you would love Instagram reels.
Oh, dude, yeah.
R.I.P. When did he die?
I think he died pretty... Oh, he died in Sweden, I think.
What?
Because he got like hired
back
to
Sweden. He got reborn as young Lean.
Oh no! Wait, that would make so much sense though, Loki.
Yeah.
No, he died in Sweden. He got like hired by like the king or queen or something, and then he went, and then he got sick after like a year and died. And he was like 40.
And what year was this?
19th century. Mid 19th century, perhaps.
Oh wow.
Oh boy.
Really, I think it'd be later.
Okay, 1900.
But what year? Like.
Oh wait, is that someone else? Sorry, I listened to actually like a couple episodes of this. All right, it was someone else.
Oh, okay. So good thing I cut him out of the name.
Right.
Of the title.
No, it's I'm sure all the philosophy
majors
in our...
Oh, good. You remember the ideas. The names don't need to be tied to the people, you know?
Yes, and I know the ideas super well, as you...
Yeah.
As you heard.
When I Googled it, there seemed to be a book about it, and it seemed, like...
The Unbearable Lightness.
Yeah, it's a book. Is that what it's from?
Oh. Well, I got it from the podcast again. Not to go. Not
all
to
right,
keep going
I'm,
back
I'm
to that.
Feeling like we should
Did
play some
music.
Did I mention
that I was listening to philosophy podcast? Wait, just one second. Wait, I'm just gonna wait. No, because I was listening to.
My girl is so
just hit the clubs. Get scared around the drugs. Get scared that I'll do something I probably shouldn't have done. Y'all really like the sun. I've seen it done. If you see us out in public, it probably wasn't us. Cause we don't leave the house.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? He said, will you defeat them, your demons? Plans that they have made. Because one day I'll leave you a phantom to lead you in the summer to join the Black Parade. Who are you, man? Who's that son of a-
Sorry, I kind of cut out the drums on that.
It's all good. Just like super epic song. Just cut out the ending. It's all good.
Oh, I didn't know there was a beat drop. So sorry. Wow. Oh my God. That final drum there.
No. You recovered well though. You got it back on pretty quickly. Like.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah.
The play button is right here, so it's pretty convenient.
No, don't. You're selling yourself short, man. There are some soundboard.
Thanks, DJ Ken.
Of course, DJ Brooke is behind the soundboard.
And with that, let's get right into tone switching.
code switching. Yeah.
It's my radio persona. Oof. Anyway, that was a fair amount of songs, I feel like. Mm. I don't really remember where you left off.
So that was Nothing is Nothing by Rooster, followed by Turned Out I Was Everyone. That's a good title.
Yeah, right.
By Sasami.
I'm not sure.
And that was followed by We Don't Leave the House by Glaive, who is, well, we'll get to Glaive. And okay. Then what you just heard was Welcome to the Black Parade, of course, the classic, everyone knows.
Of course. That one?
By My Chemical Romance. Where to start? I guess with Nothing is Nothing, which was actually not me, even though it's, well, you know.
Well, I found it from an Instagram reel. Mm. Ken sends me a lot of Drain Gang reels.
No,
so
don't try to put this on me. No.
So no. I didn't realize it was, Rooster is part of the Drain Gang.
He's not, but.
All right. I'm confused then, but.
He's more of like a Young Lean Sad Boys affiliate than Drain Gang. But, you know, in that world for sure. Don't sweat it.
It's like first the philosophy. No, okay, yeah. But it's a good song. I just don't like the album, unfortunately. But I'm going to give it maybe a second chance. Mm-hmm. And then it turned out I was Everyone by Sasami, or unsure. Mm-hmm. But I love that song. I like recently rediscovered it.
Yeah,
because their number one song is like so good with Claro. In Love with a Memory.
I have it liked. So I don't.
I
know
think
what
I played it
like.
On the Witching Hour, probably. Yeah.
Okay.
From the Witching Hour gets wrapped.
Oh, I remember. Mm-hmm. I remember that one. That was a good one. Yeah. And I don't know. It turned out I was Everyone. It's kind of like maybe another approach to the unbearable lightness of
being. Exactly. It was feeling really relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice one.
Really makes you think.
Yeah, I'm thinking right now, actually.
Yeah. Turned out as Everyone.
Hmm.
Because everyone's human, and, you know?
That's not really how I interpreted it.
Okay. Coexist.
No, it's like literally we're all the same person. Like, you know?
Okay. And, yeah. So, and your songs?
Right. So, We Don't Leave the House by Glaive. So, this one, oh, man. March 1st.
Not
really. The unbearable lightness of being.
You were in like the same room for like 12 hours today, so that's kind of, we don't leave the house core.
Right, and
that's how you entered March 1st.
That is how I entered March 1st, and that is also how I definitely added some weight to my life, you know?
It's really bogged you down.
No, but it's also uplifted me. But I think the weight is good because it's the lightness that's unbearable.
Hey, diamonds grow under pressure. Is that helpful or hurtful? Following up on that.
That's good. That's a good saying. Was that helpful or hurtful?
Yeah, I just thought of that one.
Another good one I heard today, which I just want to bring it up while it's on the mind, is I think Jacob Spivak said that. Shout out Jacob Spivak, the GOAT. But it's something like, if I was like, someone said something, it was like, oh, if I was socialized to cry, I'd be like in tears right now.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
wow.
Right? I was like, dude, totally keeping that one in the back.
And if I was socialized to cry, I'd be crying.
Yeah.
Wow, that is good.
It's good, right? But anyways, so yeah, that's and Glaive, just while we're on Glaive, do you know who he's like kind of dating?
Shaking my head for the people who are hearing and not seeing.
It's your hair inspo, man.
Oh my God, for real?
Yeah.
That's woo. That's disappointing.
Yeah, right.
That's tough.
It was really heartbreaking.
That's a loss.
I'm sure you also must be saddened to hear that, as your chances are.
Oof. It's over. I'm dying my hair back.
No, don't say that. Don't say it. No,
and your source? Hope. What's your source?
Instagram. They're in each other's comment sections. All of my Instagram pages are posting about it. Mm-hmm. The same ones that are posting when Drain Gang broke up. Those ones.
Wow. Isn't that like.
No.
No. I'm just saying how the Olympics like brought her such a wide fan base. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah. I think the Olympics and then. Yeah, just everything.
Because it's like someone my mom knows and someone that Drain Gang is talking about. Not many people are like that.
Well, not necessarily Drain Gang. Drain Gang fans.
Okay, sorry. The Instagram rules pages you follow.
Who are also chronically online. So it's like they're kind of locked in with everything.
Yeah.
But she's like alt enough that she can be mainstream ends.
She's alt enough, so they'll post her.
Yeah.
And then that last one.
Oh man, I'm still talking. So then Welcome to the Black Parade. That's an easy one. That's a good connection too. Which theme?
The unbearable lightness of being.
No man, March, because it's the parade. It's like a march. Welcome to the Black Parade. Welcome to the Black.
Oh, I like that.
It's also
that
welcome
literal.
To like.
I like that literal first. Take on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always some wordplay with how our songs are.
I'm always
hitting that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, shall we get into the next one?
Yeah. That's. So here is. Stargon by A.G. Cook.
Thank you.